Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And I was just thinking of that lovely, beautiful psalm in Psalm 133, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." And I was just thinking how it pleases the Lord when God's people are in unity and harmony and working together. Every time we see a tremendous outpouring of the Spirit of God, it's because God's people were in unity. I'm thinking of that time when the temple that Solomon had built was dedicated, and the priests could not stand to minister for the glory of the Lord that filled that place because of God's people. They had a heart to worship God. They had come together, and it was finally completed. And how God was pleased in the time of Nehemiah, because Nehemiah had a burden. He prayed. He sought God. God undertook. The king intervened. He came back to Jerusalem. He developed a plan. He began the work. People had a heart and a mind to work together. Did they have opposition? Yes, they had opposition, but God gave them victory. And the bottom line, no matter how many strategies the enemy used, in 52 days that wall was built and established. And as I shared when I began ministering in this message, Nehemiah, the 12th chapter, it shows the people celebrating and rejoicing because what God had done. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. And beloved, what God is doing around the earth right now, what He's doing in our individual lives. Oh, we're very short-sighted. We're myopic. We can't see the whole picture, but God does. And when we respond with joy and with a willingness, even when it's hard, it must so please His heart. It must rejoice His heart. Let's look now, going to the 4th chapter of Nehemiah, verses 1 through 3. "But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall," there the enemy's coming in now, "he was wroth, and he took great indignation, and he mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren in the army of Samaria, and says, 'What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?' Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, 'Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall.'" Verses 7 through 8, let me share that. "But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth." Well, that discouragement, that mocking didn't work. The people kept on in spite of, and that's what we're to do. No matter how the enemy may be fighting you, if you know that you know that you know you're in God's will, turn a deaf ear, pray, ask, plead the blood of Jesus, put on your spiritual armor. You should have it on all the time, beloved. You don't want to go out without it. And it says in verse 8, "And they conspired, all of them together, to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it." Verse 9, "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God, and we set a watch against them day and night because of them." Hallelujah. And then let's go to verse 6. And I'm just going to share a few verses there so you can follow the narrative. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein. Oh dear. Though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. See, it wasn't still quite completed. Then Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Verse 5, Then said Sanballat his servant unto me in the manner of the 5th time, with an open letter in his hand. So that wasn't working, they had to try something else. Does this sound familiar? Can you relate to your own life, how the enemy will work? You just get one battle done, and then he comes in a new way? Wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen, and Geshmu saith it, that there thou art, and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. What does he say? Then I sent unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart, for they all made us afraid. Listen, when the enemy keeps working, battering at you, what's your response? Of course, we can be afraid. It's not a sin to be afraid. They said, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. So what does Nehemiah do? Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Beloved, you may be facing some obstacles. You might feel like a big boulder's been set right in the middle of your path, but what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Neil was moved by God in his heart to begin a work of restoration. God raised up Nehemiah to help his people get their self-respect back through the rebuilding of their city walls. And you might say, oh, Sister Glass, I'm a nobody. I mean, you feel that. Your beloved, I just want you to feel insignificant, but I want you to get to hear me when I say you are not insignificant to God's plan. I don't care how you've been disrespected. I don't care if anyone knows your name. If you have accepted Jesus, if you love him, then he has a plan and a purpose for your life. I'm just going to obey the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, My child, be not afraid, for I am with you. I will cause the voice of the enemy to be silenced, and you shall keep your eyes fixed on me, says the Lord. You shall keep your face as a flint upon me. Does not my word declare, if your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light? Therefore, stand your ground. The Lord shall fight your battles. He shall go before you. I will make the crooked place straight, says your God. And you shall not be afraid, and I shall confirm the word I have placed in your heart. And you shall go forth praising God for victory in advance. Faith sees the victor before it is realized. And I am breathing faith and comfort and strength and encouragement into your heart. Even now, receive, says the Lord. Praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, so let your word be fulfilled and accomplished in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, the victories of God are sure. God's won the battle for us, but there's a price to be paid. In every battle, there is a price. There was a price to be paid by the people of Judah. It required personal effort, and that's the burden on my heart these last few days, is for your personal effort. Don't let the enemy discourage you. Don't let the enemy defeat you. God is going to, he's going to exonerate you. He's going to show that your faithfulness and your steadfastness and your tenacity is going to be rewarded, and it will be worth it. I've just shared the various ways the enemy tried to discourage Nehemiah, but his heart was fixed upon the Lord. David said, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Beloved, may we have that same determination. And so it requires your personal application. Sometimes it seems to take all of our strength, but God won't allow you to be tested above what you're able. And not only that, then, beloved, it's a corporate effort of all the people working together. Beloved, do you see how the Spirit of God is working, desiring to bring people together of like heart, like mind? The people had to get the vision that Nehemiah had, and they had to realize they could do it. They could be victorious. God needs people that will encourage one another, and as we work together, as we share things in God, we can build up our faith. We can exhort each other while it is still day. And beloved, there are four things that every child of God must have in order to be victorious in your Christian life. First of all, we have to have faith. Beloved, you didn't start out with deciding to have faith. It was a gift of God. Hallelujah. He's the author. He gave you the faith, and you begin, even if it was just a tiny little mustard seed, he gave you the faith. And then what do you suppose the next thing might be? Well, first is faith. But then you've got to have action, right? Faith without works is dead. So if God puts something on your heart, then you have to make steps. You've got to do something, take some action to say, Lord, I don't know, it's kind of scary and I'm not sure, but I'm going to step out. The third thing is knowledge. There are certain things. What did Nehemiah do? He went around at night, checked out the job that was before him. But you need divine knowledge and you need divine wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. What is wisdom? It's how to apply the knowledge he gives you. And then also tenacity. That's the same thing as endurance and perseverance. He that endures to the end shall be saved. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So faith, action, knowledge, tenacity. These are the things that will make you effective, just as those things made Nehemiah effective as a leader in Judah. It was his willingness to obey, his willingness to stand faithful. And beloved, we need those very same traits. Amen. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. If at any point you miss a broadcast, you want to rehear, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast. You can listen anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, you may have some real challenges in your life. If you have a prayer need you may not be able to share with anyone else, I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. I will pray personally for you and send back what God gives to encourage your heart. And the announcer is going to give our contact information. While I am saying that, you may want to request that free complimentary booklet, Which Way Are You Running, by Brother Glass. We'll be happy to put in the mail to you. I love you. Thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.